at a doctor. I'm at a diner with Nani. We just got out of the doctor's office, so I can't really talk to you because we just got our breakfast.
Oh.
Can I call you back? It's not the time.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, I'll call you later, okay?
Why, honey?
I have my my eye pressure.
Oh my God, the poor thing. My God.
I have to be very careful.
And then I just felt kind of weird, so I jizzed off, and then after I jacked to cool it, I came and I feel so much better. Hello?
What happened?
They don't want me to leave, but they're not responding now, and I need to talk to Bub. I need to talk to Mum. I need to talk to Mummy. Can you see her, my darling? I need you to get visible of Mummy.
Well, tell your mother.
I know.
You want to talk to your mother?
I love her.
You want to talk to your mother?
Yeah.
Okay, honey.
Call
her on her line. She's upstairs.
Yeah.
Okay?
I love her so much. It's going to explode like the Tarantino movie.
The pressure is high.
Good.
And I
love that pressure buildup. I'm so sad.
And if I, I'm going to see her next week.
Good.
And
go.
Go. They end up have to operate.
Oh my God.
As an outpatient.
What do you mean by that? They're going to do it remote with the nanobots? Oh my God, the poor thing. She suffers and she scripts. I'm so sorry, Mal.
Yeah, thank you. Here,
good.
Call out
okay.
Phone.
Thank you. Bye, I'll call
dear.
Bob. I love you.
Bye, dear.
I love you.
Hello.
went out to the gym. You want to talk to him a minute? Alex?
What, honey?
He'll talk to you. She'll talk to you in the car. She's going to the gym.
When will that be now?
In a few minutes.
Good. Do you want me to sing for you, Dolly?
You'll talk to him in the car.
Do you want me to sing to you, baby? Do you want me to go and sing to you? My doll?
But the next person we're going to bring up here,
my love.
Okay, so get ready to have you.
Giving too much information is creepy.
Oh. Alex, what is it?
I'm gonna sing for you now, darling.
No, honey. I'm gonna have to go to the bathroom. Please, I don't want you to voice now. I'm not feeling well, honey. Thank you, just the same. Thank you, sweetheart.
Please.
Love you.
I'm not well. I'm not well.
No, I can't.
I'm not well, Dolly. I'm not well. We're having a not for well battle off. Before
please.
I off you.
Please, honey. I beg of you. I'm gonna go rest now.
People were willing to be that humane,
for which we learned about it in school.
Everything from World War II still goes on today, nearly everything.
It's just not actually reported, cause you can tie it to one or two
people. It's not as clean anymore, that's only difference. Have one bad guy in every
bad guy
to come in that vain shall equal his name. Hister, no Satan, how about Oaken? If that has a nice ring to it, if the liberals keep on with that, elitist arse, active tattooed, I'm looking at you, Esnol.
It's Stonewall, they be the Democrats. First they united Nazis of Chimerica. It is now the threat is warning. Cartesian League, why did you go crafties? Why the first 6 months set fun? Anglo of relation aggravation.
The only happy sexy-ish, cause during proper evolution, D.I. Knox her up and fucks her long enough till she gets preg-aware. It's fat and she's no longer attractive when she's protected. Too bad for long he can fuck off, he can die or get hunted. Whatever is, he just has to be there for 2/3 of the pregnancy.
They fuck girls all of these. Nature to us be that cut off to stay for as long as she's still far devil than she has.
A lost baby. Like expression, gotta go sit down, I gotta go take a lap for 2,000 fish. We take meals and want more than we is. The guy's prop has a new fam after that. Somewhere else, I'm sewn shirt, and girls cave to their demand of it. So Akanama, they have no clue. Meep, 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 oh yeah.
Oh. Got 100 years to live.
I'm so glad I could finally reach you.
Yes, I'm on the way to the gym. I go to a new gym now, so when I get there, I have to hang up because my appointment's in 10 minutes.
All right.
That's not... So what's doing? Oh, they just went through a red
so
light.
Sammy hasn't responded, which is all right. I saw my brother. I saw Harrison on Monday. He was upset.
Why?
Oh, well, he said he's optimistic about the job thing or whatever, but I don't know. He just seemed a little down, and then the Giants lost, and he, like, cried a little bit. But he was screaming and howling for the game. But he's doing well. We said we had a good time or whatever. But, are we seeing you this week? What?
I'm going to the Giants game Sunday.
You're really going?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he texted...
More for the experience and the fact that it's Poppy's tickets. I kind of want to see you.
So you cave. Well, yeah, let me... Are you sitting down in the bleacher, or are you going to move... Yeah. They have back seats. It's not like UNC, but they're not comfortable seats. No.
They're not comfortable?
No, they're hard.
Oh, I don't care about that. But they're they have a back.
No, they're like dirty and packed. Hopefully people aren't on top of you, but you'll have to see.
Well,
you'll see.
You know, now I know that after the game, they invited everybody to go on the field. So
well, they do that every game, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Why?
I didn't know that. They let people from the seats come down. I didn't know that.
What?
They don't usually do that.
You got a special email seeing
it? Yes. I sent it to you to see.
I'm not going.
Well,
I thought you were completely worried about super spreaders and things.
Well, I may want to go and see that. So, we're going to plan on getting there late. Like, Harrison, would you send it to me? I think you did. Get there late and leave early.
Yeah.
So, we may just do that, you know. But
okay.
I'm looking forward to it.
Good.
So far, Okay. But I'm telling you, the dying thing is becoming extremely time-consuming.
Yeah, for
I
you.
I see her, like, sad. Almost every night.
Every single night.
Almost.
Wow.
Almost. And driving back and forth. I had 3 hours of a doctor today. I have 3 hours of a doctor Friday. You know, it's like,
So then you may honestly have to, like, buy a place in Mineola and move her there. You may have to do that. You may have.
What? Because
Well, you're the one who's, like, invested in real estate and stuff. I don't know what you'd do.
I'm not going to buy her real estate if she's 92 years old. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, you like having assets and renting them out to people, I thought.
Yeah, but...
Well, maybe not in Mineola. What? Why?
I mean, because she needs care. That's the problem. She needs care and attention.
So what are you thinking for her?
I don't know. I have to give it some thought. I can't keep up with what
I thought you didn't want to live in the same house as her. And she didn't want that with you.
I invite her to live in. She's her.
Right.
I invite her to move into your room. Then I thought if I just got it set up with a bed, maybe...
I need a picture of my CPA. I need to get the number. I have to certify. I'm doing it now. Tomorrow, so I need the picture.
And I have the original also.
Yeah, I need the photo. What did you say?
Just, you know, tell me what you need, like send me.
Yeah, what were you saying before? Yeah, I just need a photo, not even an email, just a picture. But because I need the number, that's it. And, like, dates and shit. But.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What were you saying before? You asked if I was going to call the guy. You're talking about Sammy?
Yeah.
No. Like, I wait, like, a few days, and if he literally doesn't respond, I have to send a follow-up email, and then you have to call if he doesn't respond after, like, 2 or 3 emails.
Oh, I see.
Well, that's just how it worked in my job, so... I'm just going to apply that, even though I got fired.
Oh, yesterday was Aunt Gail's birthday.
Oh, good call telling me. I don't go on Facebook or anything, so there would have been no way I would have seen it. Maybe I'll wish her one today, even so.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's good. So you said Saturday you're free.
Saturday I'm free because Sunday I'm going to the game. And that's it. Friday I have a doctor's appointment. I'm not going to the Hamptons. You know, it's just very difficult. And I canceled my trip to Atlanta for December.
Oh, Harrison sent a message to the girls and tagged me. And then he was talking to Stephanie in a 4-person group chat telling them that you did that. And he says, I don't know if you're in contact with them
Oh, what did he say?
A lot, actually. But it was all very nice.
What did he say?
Do you want me to just read the entire thing?
Yeah, read it.
Yeah. Alright, hold on.
Hurry up because I gotta hang up soon, so just read it.
Alright. He started off. Oh, Atlanta won the baseball game, the World Series yesterday. And Jay and Jamie and the child and James, so the three of them were at the So the three of them were at the game. But I had actually known with a video, but from Sue, that I haven't spoken to Sue in like 2 weeks, and like she did send me that, but I felt weird that like there was no contact at all, so I wished her like that about the Braves also, because I guess it's important to like them and Uncle Jim, but she did seem responsive, Sue, and she sent me the video, which Stephanie ended up sending here. But I did reach out to Sue, and then she gave me kind of like a fake response, but we're not currently talking.
I can't hear you. It's a bad connection. Say it
again. Sue and I aren't talking anymore, but we did over the weekend for a minute.
Hello? I can't hear you. I'm going to have to call you back, because I just, in a weird area, and it's, I just can't hear you. Hello?
Do you want me to read the texts? Harrison said, congratulations to the Braves. Hope you guys are all had fun watching and celebrating. Jules said, whoop! We were sleeping, but happy for our home team. Harrison said, I'm sure your dad's super jazzed. Steffi? Oh, my mom hung up. Hi.
I have to go in, so if you could talk in three.
Harrison said, I'm sure your dad's super jazzed. I don't know what that means. Steffi says, thanks. Jay and I stayed up and it was super fun. James and Jay actually went to the game Sunday night here in Atlanta. And Harrison says, ah, that's amazing. Too bad they couldn't win it at home. But I'm sure James must have loved that. And Steffi says, it was the World Series Atlanta. Or I guess it was in the other place. Yeah, I don't know. Steph says, oh, I know, but makes it sweeter knowing they won whole thing and they were able to attend one of the games. Yes, it was crazy. He didn't get home till 1 a.m. And she sends pics and video. Jamie was in it too. They look great. Harrison says, ah, I love these. Can't wait to see you guys soon. Not sure if you caught up with our mom. We are still figuring out the best time to come down. I know we initially said earlier December, but we might do January instead. Steffi says, Jay's firm gave him the tickets. They were impossible to get. That's what I thought. I thought the place gave it. Harrison says, we'll keep you guys posted when we know more. Steffi said, yeah, that would be amazing to see you guys. And Harrison said, agreed. Miss you guys so much. And that was the entire exchange.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was nice Harrison reached out.
Yeah.
Juliet actually individually texted me just asking what my plan was. If I was going to, and I actually said I was going to wait to see about the booster shot. But that's how I even feel philosophically, that people shouldn't be running around for just really any, like, unless it was like a funeral or something. I know we only see each other for negative things, but if they're, are they going to see Nani either way? And you guys are definitely going.
I don't know. Nani may have to get her.
Oh my God. Oh, so you delayed it really for Nani.
Nani is gonna burst.
Oh, she told me.
Yeah.
It's so, I'm so, all right. So I need to talk. Oh my God. It's gonna burst like a movie. Oh my God. Sad and scary.
He may need surgery on the upper.
Why?
Because
oh my God. Oh. Oh, he is. Yeah, we cover mostly everything. I'll just see if she's feeling better.
Okay, you gotta go. I'll talk to you later.
Sure.
Thank you.
Bye. Love you. Oh shit. It's one of those calls. Ben, to Bendy, Benny, Ben. I don't have a job, so it's different for me. You want to talk later on the phone? Or?
Yeah. Me and Avi want to hang out with.
Are you with Avi right now?
No.
Okay. You know, it's I didn't know. It sounded like you were with him with like a 40 and a bong, but that actually sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, no, we want to hang out with him.
Okay, what's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? We just want
no, to- like, when are you trying to chill? Because you always seem to just jump right in at incandescent hours, usually between 9 and 1, but you're a working man, so.
Wait, what?
No, I feel like you always call me, like, late at night, and, like, I'm literally already just in bed from, like, gorging myself watching football all day. But, it's cool. Oh shit. Yeah, that's fine. If you want, you just texted me you want it, so you probably do want. I'm down to chill with you guys.
I'll call you later.
Yeah, we'll catch up. That's fine. All right. Talk to you later, bro. Peace. That was odd.
Hi. How you doing?
Hi. I'm glad. Yeah, I waited to nap.
Yeah.
So I waited.
Oh, that's what I'm going to do when I go home. It's funny you said that. I'm going to do the same thing.
How was the appointment?
It was great. I go to a beautiful gym now.
Oh.
It's in Roslyn. It's called
nice.
Lift, and it's so deft. It's great. It's clean and big and
fun.
I can't believe I used to go to the other gym compared to this.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful. And
they're
I,
very
the
simple.
Best part of it all is I have Justin.
Yeah.
So, it's good. It's good. It's helping me, like, with all my back and my neck problems. So now I'm going to go to Organic Crush and get a smoothie. Going to get an avocado pear smoothie, which is not too fattening. It's just, like, the spinach.
Good.
So it's good. And then Nani's at the house with Joe. And I'll probably wind up taking her out tonight if she wants to go out. You know? So, so what's doing? So what else is going on with you?
I don't think anything.
I wouldn't be nuts if that guy didn't answer you.
Yeah.
And so did you have fun with Harrison going to his apartment?
He was very hostile just about the game, but he said, I'm watching Dune 5 times this month before it goes off the air. I want to see it a million times.
Well, yeah, he's a little OCD.
Yeah, like me. Like me.
Yeah. About different things.
Right.
You know,
that's okay.
He is a little OCD, for sure.
That's fine.
What's he doing this weekend?
No clue. Why? Are you going into Queens to have dinner for... with Nani Saturday?
Yeah, Maybe. You want to come in again?
Yeah, you actually gave me extra money for the cab last time, so I may do it, like, depending on, like, the time. I'll see how I feel. Maybe I will meet you.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I will.
All right, good.
You're going to be in Bayside.
I'm not 100%.
All right, so, just, yeah. What?
I'm seeing on Friday, Alex.
Oh.
And I'll probably go out to
see yeah.
Friday, so I'm not definitely going to be there, but if you're going to come in, I'd like to
right.
make time for you.
Right.
You know? I mean, you know, I could see you also without Nani.
Well,
you
where,
know?
Though?
Well, if you want to come to the house.
I felt so... Well, I'm coming for Christmas.
We could go to a Greek place near us, you know? If you like Greek.
Well, Nani shit the last time you had to take her all the way back from Brooklyn.
Yeah, that was something.
I felt so guilty and semi-responsible.
Well, it's not your fault.
I know, but like... You were driving home from Brooklyn, and I'm so annoying about needing the ride, and I felt so, like, I don't have zero blame in that, obviously. No one's to blame, but, yeah.
Well, if Saturday's your day, I'll make it work, if that's the day you think. I mean, I was gonna go on a hike, but,
No, Saturday's not a day, really, I just, I'm not married to any plan.
Well, if you got nothing to do.
No, I'm completely fine, with, like, meals and things. Like, I keep myself occupied.
Okay. I saw a picture of, Brian. Mother and boyfriend, and he took a girl.
Well, yeah, I actually saw, I didn't even know he had a girl, but I, believe it or not, saw the other day for the first time, too. Not in person or anything, I just saw on social media. And she's
yeah.
pretty, she looks sort of like the original girl, but prettier
she
and
does.
More Jewish.
I thought it was her.
The nose and the chin. And,
no, but the blonde hair.
Well, that too, yeah. A lot. Yeah. I wished him a happy birthday last month, but I don't see him or whatever. But like some
and
other
he's
friends.
And she's Italian too. Which was
oh cool. Yeah, I think I saw that. She looks
she
Jewish.
Italian, so I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, he likes
right?
sometimes Italian girls that look Jewish or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the mother's still with that boyfriend. Wow.
He looks like a nice guy.
Oh, I met him. Yeah, he was nice.
I mean,
that guy.
You know, she's with him a long time now.
Yeah, no, I know. She never really had, like, a long-term thing, I guess,
right,
before this
right.
guy.
Right, and he's Jewish,
oh, I thought he was Italian.
He would like, you know?
Yeah, I thought he was Italian. I think maybe the
no,
guy.
No, I think he's Jewish.
Is Lori's boyfriend is Italian? Or
yeah,
is she still dating that guy?
He doesn't look Italian at all.
Oh, he's like bald and old, right?
Yeah. I'm going to take your phone. I'm going to take your the phone in with me when I order this thing.
All right.
And then I'm going to come back to the car and talk to you. But don't hang up. I'm just going to it's going to sound like I'm hanging up, but I'm not.
Oh, okay.
All right. Don't hang up. I'm just going to cuz I think I feel
weak
from the workout.
Weakened.
That I have to go get something, which I'm going to do now. So one second. That's the problem. I do all these things, but then I feel weak. So wait one second.
Weakenry.
Guys, you're a lot alike.
Oh, what?
You and me, like nap time and
yeah,
rest time.
I know, it's weird.
It's funny, like with the same, almost, I don't want to say the same metabolism, but.
Why?
I like, you know, getting sluggish.
Yeah.
Like certain people, like when I say nap, they go nap. Like
who says that, trainer?
Oh, a lot of people say it to me. If I say I'm taking a nap, they go nap. How old are you that you need a nap? I've been doing this since high school.
Well, Winston Churchill napped in in the most stressful times.
People nap, actually.
I think it's really just a rhythm to get into, and if you learn it early on, you can see benefits in it. But people
also,
will think it's crazy.
The reason
if they
I do it, it's almost not a physical.
I don't nap actually every day now, even though I used to nap every single day, I think. Yeah. I
oh,
used
I
to need
it. Every day. I thought you do it every day.
Now, I could be like every other day with it, I think. Now. No, because I cured some of my depression.
Oh, do you think the napping is related to depression?
It was for me. But
it was? See,
yeah.
I never found that.
Right.
I found it was like a mental thing, like an overload.
That's what it is, but I do find myself having more energy on days where...
That you don't nap?
I find it actually correlates a lot to the time of year, but also even the weather or just like, you know, obviously usual behavioral, like if you were working a lot yesterday and you kind of burnt out or something, but it could be the weather. What?
Do you take a drug to help you nap?
No. No, you know, some days I don't nap. It probably is because I may be drinking coffee, actually.
Oh, that's true. Coffee.
That has to be, because I never drank coffee before. That's
yeah.
Probably. No, but I, yeah.
People who don't nap and they hear I nap, it's like you should see the reaction I get. Like, what? Like, you know what? I started in high school because I hated getting up like at 6 a.m. for like class,
right.
Like at 7. Like, it was ridiculous.
Well, isn't that a nap at the end of the day, though, kind of? Like, when would you nap in school?
Well, I would nap when I, like, if I had after-school things, I would go to them and I would feel like I was going to pass out.
Well, it's actually, yeah, it's almost unsuitable, inhumane even, if you think of a child's schedule. 6 a.m. until... Like 8 p.m. at night for kids to play sports. That's like,
yeah, well that, I was
that's
on
15 hour days. What?
So that was, I was on a gymnastics team, so
right.
That was real hard.
Right.
And then I was like a cheerleader, and that was really hard. But when I didn't have anything after school, if I came home, I couldn't be just like jumping into my homework. I had to like rest and clear my head and tired, like everything.
Right.
And then I would do my. Dinner and then do my homework, you know, and then I was like raring to go watch shows or whatever.
Watch
but,
the 4 hours at the Capitol. You'll see some freak shows of human beings.
Yeah.
But...
Oh, so what's going on with the election? Well, hold on one second.
What?
With the election, what's going on? So wait, well, thank you. Well, Republicans now, what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, I saw there was a big loss. I didn't realize. Oh yeah, I guess this is that election. It's November already. I feel like they're literally always talking about an election, but like this was a loss, and they were blindsided. Democrats, as usual.
Yeah, but you know what it was? That stupid infrastructure thing. He was tagged.
Well, it's all inflation too, but shortage of goods. Afghanistan, the Alec Baldwin thing
everyone
didn't look great.
And to tell you the truth,
it's
I
just reasons
I
to get that.
Big fat trap shut because I don't mind if this Republicans get through, but I don't want to see any Trump. I don't want him to appear.
People around my ages, our fifth biggest fear is, I think, death. But, like, our second biggest fear is, like, inflation, and our first biggest fear is the economy. It's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Like, people vote on the dollar. What?
Hold on. I don't know.
It's okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it's,
whatever.
I don't know. I feel so badly. My friend Christine Cusateri, she lost, and she was, running for, like, town council.
Oh, really? It's so narcissistic.
That's Marianne Howie's sister. The one
right.
And
so weird.
Her son is
so she has too. She has a big personality like the sister.
Much sweeter.
Sweet.
Much nicer. Yeah. No, she's.
It's
a
hard
doll.
To believe that they'd be from the same
she's
family.
She's a doll, and I like put things on Facebook about her and all that. Like I wanted people to. Her son is 22 now. He has autism in his 20s, and you know she was a big advocate for the disabled and. I feel terrible because she put signs everywhere.
Oh my God.
So I think Bruce Blackman is going to be the executive thing, and he's the ex-husband of the wife of Paul McCartney. He's married to this woman.
Wow.
Bruce Blackman, Blakeman, I think it is. Blackman or Blakeman? His ex-wife. And he's like a multi-millionaire, this guy.
Wow.
And I think he's the one who won. Of Laura Kern, so I don't know, everything's changed, but I think the Republicans were so mad about this infrastructure plan, the way he was tagging on all these other public programs, like socialist programs.
Well,
like,
the Republicans just hate them because they think Democrats stole the election, so they think anything past this point is invalidated.
Yeah. But you know what it means? We're going to have a situation when Obama came in where it was an all-Republican Congress and nothing happened. Nobody ever voted on
anything. Nothing was happening anyway,
nothing
though.
Happened,
except
so.
For debt.
It's such a problem.
It's not.
Now, so.
All right, good. That's that.
So, what's Harrison doing this weekend? Anything?
Not a clue.
Do you ever go into Manhattan with him? I was going to say maybe we can meet some time for dinner. Sometime.
Yeah, I'm always actually game to do that.
Yeah. I would do that. Would you want to, I mean, do you want to meet me for dinner on Saturday night? Even if I don't see Nani?
Not in Manhattan.
Oh. I thought it would be more, I guess, Brooklyn is your place, right?
I live here, yeah.
Yeah.
It's alright. And you're going to Hamptons next weekend.
The next weekend, right, not this weekend, but the next weekend. So if you want to come then, that would be great, if you want to come on, you know what, it's Thursday is Veterans
Day. Wasn't it Thanksgiving the week and a half after?
Thank you. Yes, Thanksgiving is 2 weeks after that.
Oh, it's two full weeks
yeah.
after when you're going?
Yeah, right.
Like a week and a half, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a week, right, it's 2 weeks. This next weekend is 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. I'm going to try to make a reservation at Harvest. So, I hope I get it. Last year I couldn't get the reservation. You know what I have to do? Go online on 2 weeks before and try to get the reservation. That's how they do it. It's crazy, right?
That is insane.
Because if we don't get in, I don't know where we're going to go.
Right. It's tough. Yeah, we're definitely going.
Maybe we'll go to Brooks for Christmas Day. And we'll do Christmas Eve with Lottie, because she's not going to go to Brooks. So, you know, maybe Christmas Eve we'll do it at my house. And then
right.
Kristen, we can go to Brooks and Harrison came last year, and it was fun.
Right. I'll do what Harrison does.
Okay. I don't think Harrison's going to be going out with anybody.
What do you mean?
By Christmas, that he's going to not want to spend it
with
me.
So his pitch to me was that he gave up the CFA because he's been going on dates and having the time of his life. I said that was worth it to not be like a level 3 CFA that just dates of random people. He says, I didn't only do that or whatever. Like, I read the lease. The contract, he has it of what I received, and I told him the problem that you and I had that I needed help asking Sammy, and he says, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. And then after I explained it 5 times, he finally said, oh, and then he seemed to know exactly what I was saying. He said, there is no problem or something, or I don't even know what you're saying. But then he eventually helped, and he says, it's not a big deal. It's not much money. I'm like, it does equal a few thousand dollars. The same thing you were yelling at mom that I was missing out by already from not doing the 2-year lease last time. But he did help me in the end.
So did he help you figure it out?
He did help me with the email to write to Sammy. And it was pretty good. It was a good email. So it's upsetting.
Oh,
I did forward it to you.
Today?
It was on Monday. Monday morning.
I got that. I got it. It was one line.
He wrote it, though.
Yeah, but I understand your question. You know why? I looked at that, and I didn't understand.
Well, you and I both had the question. Harrison played dumb. But then he understood exactly what we were talking about enough that he was able to write that whole email, because I didn't have a professional or sensible way of placing the request. But it's so now I at least have it in writing what we want, so that's good, at least.
Right, but the thing is, you understand what I meant, and I think I understand what you meant.
We all are at an understanding.
And between the 1 year and the 2 year, I didn't understand if that would stay that way for 2 years, or does it go up?
We all had that question now.
All right, so what is the answer?
Well, you know that he didn't respond.
Right, right. But did Harrison understand it the way you explained it to Harrison?
I know he did because he wrote the correct response question. But he didn't at first for a long time.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was pretty clear that there's an issue. But I don't know. Maybe he was siding with Sammy. But he was acting like a few thousand more is no big deal because I got such a killer deal. Such a great deal.
Yeah. He said that you got a good deal.
Apparently, but,
Oh, okay.
Why? Has he told you anything about him going steady with any type of girl?
No, absolutely nothing.
He goes on a lot of... I think he went on maybe hundreds of dates, over 100 dates.
So that's why I'm saying that he's probably in for the holidays because if
yeah.
he meets somebody that he's going to be serious with right away and spend the holidays with them.
Not at all.
But
that wouldn't even be an option in any other way either, but he hasn't, I think, gone on more than 2 or 3 dates with any single girl, so.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Did you want
to
go out longer with them?
No.
Oh, all right. Then it's mutual.
Well, that's what he says. So who knows?
It's not easy.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't know. It's not easy. You have to
I think actually that not every girl is so particular, but girls who aren't as picky or maybe more easygoing or maybe even kinder, who knows? A lot of those girls seem to find boyfriends and keep good boys, but a lot of the girls who use the apps aren't of the type of caliber girl that you would hope for or that may even treat you nicely. I think the apps tend to select for people who are almost toxic, forwarding to begin with. And then it just swirls around toxation into just millions of wasted times.
I mean, some people do rarely meet like that.
No, people do, but it actually comes fewer and far between over time. But if you don't have a good thing, if you don't have a good routine and you're not doing well on them, you don't just randomly start doing great on the apps. That's how, like,
yeah,
you have to, like, it's its own type of experience, and lacking experience in that is extremely palpable by the users on the service. It's so weird. It's so fast food eyes. Like, it's like a McDonald's order almost. It's kind of sick. But, oh, I'm listening to a phenomenal, it's a podcast on the history of Apple, but it also talks about Tim Cook, and he's gay, obviously. But he did everything that Steve couldn't, and they weren't able to negotiate with the Chinese producers, and they couldn't get anything really handled overseas, and Tim Cook really made it like the Steve Jobs did everything as far as getting a product and selling it, but Tim Cook literally did everything that was stopping Apple from being like the biggest company. So it's an interesting story, but that podcast is showing that the decisions this company made and the apps they put on your device, that they changed for permanently so much of the climate. And it's so different now in this app world.
Wow.
Yeah. It's deep. But it wasn't as deep as Dune. But we'll see the Gucci move. We could use a laugh and a drama.
Oh my god, did that look great?
It looks awesome.
Oh my
it's
god.
Excellent. Yeah.
Also,
watch Larry David. It's hilarious. There's stuff with the pandemic in it.
Yeah,
no, it's and a woman in it looks just like you in episode one. A woman who's, and I think that's what Julia texted me about. But then she never responded after I did see it.
Oh, wait a minute. Who looks like, I saw episode one. Who looks like me?
Oh, you did see episode one of Kerr?
Yeah, who looks like me?
Why do you lie? Oh, yeah, you told me you saw it.
I told you.
So you saw
it. Who looks like
so you saw it with the COVID hoarder guy?
Yeah, that's James Brooks.
Yeah, his name is Alfred, though. But, James Brooks.
No, his name is Alfred. Is it Alfred Brooks?
Yeah. He was in Finding Nemo. I research. Yeah, you probably know.
The person that looks like me.
His girlfriend in the thing. Like, it was like
his girlfriend, that woman with the plastic surgery?
Yeah. Like,
I look like that? Oh, Dad?
She kind of looked like Marianne Williamson a little bit.
Oh, I mean, she was pretty, but I thought she had a ton of plastic surgery.
Right.
You think I look like her, and Julia does too?
Well, maybe Mark thought, like, the guy looked like Joe or something, but I don't know.
Oh, he did?
Oh, I don't know. I don't.
He thought the guy looked like Joe?
I have no...
And the girl looked like me?
Well, you look like Marianne Williamson, and she kind of did, so...
What was that woman's name in that episode?
Marianne or something?
Joe and I thought she was famous, but just got old, and we couldn't place her.
Right.
I said, she looks familiar to me.
Probably.
And Joe said, yeah, me too. And then we couldn't place her. And then at the end, I couldn't see the name.
Me either. I'm tired.
What's her name?
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
And you think the guy looked like Joe?
No, I thought that's what they were thinking, but Julia really wanted to, like, know if I saw it or something, so there was a reason. She literally never even responded, so I'll let you know if she does.
Wait a minute, did she say the guy looked like Joe?
I have to find out the whole story.
I thought that guy was gross.
He was. Yeah, no, I know. I didn't think he looked like him, but them together had like similar features as you two. Well, he was disgusting, but she was pretty, I thought. Or,
you know, he was not bad looking when he was younger, that guy.
I didn't know you were such a fan of James Brooks.
No, I never liked his humor. I never liked him.
I don't like it now.
In fact, I was glad that Larry gave it to him because I never liked him.
Well, it was funny with the COVID thing that, like, Larry is his only friend at the end, and then he's like, oh, take one of these XL sanitizers.
I know.
Because, like, it's his only friend now.
And how do you like the way, John Hamm is getting sent to stage?
That was good. He was in the last season a lot.
He was. He's like, okay, this is a pun. He's hamming it up.
Well, you probably already made that up for Joe.
He's hamming it up because, no, I didn't. Those words never came out of my mouth. But it just occurred to me. He's hamming it up to try to get on Larry David's good side because he's exploring his acting career after Mad Men.
Well, I think that's a literal joke of the show, why he's on it. It's literally the point they're trying.
His acting career didn't go anywhere after Mad Men.
Yeah, they're showing that though with like the subtle dialogue and Larry tipping him off lines and being his like speechwriter. That like that's literally their entire contention.
And now he's trying comedy. That's right. What I think.
Well, he was in Bridesmaids in a minor role for about 3 minutes.
Oh, I didn't know that. He looks good. He actually got a little heavier. He filled out more because he was so skinny on Mad Men. But I did read that in real life that he was almost like an alcoholic. In real life.
Really?
He had an alcohol problem.
Poor thing.
Because when he did Mad Men, he was like real thin. You know, like skinny. And now he looks more filled out. I said to Joe, gee, he looks better because he's more like filled. Like he looks like more filled.
Right.
But he's a good looking guy anyway. He's kind of, you know, he's handsome. But I thought it was so funny that guy was so pompous. Saying like, I wish you might tell me you say all these great things about him.
Yeah.
And then the wife or the girlfriend, I thought she was cute, but not the way she used to look. I said, oh, plastic surgery.
Oh, so you knew her from way back.
Yeah. I couldn't get her name, but now you say I look like her? Oh.
I don't know.
Oh, bad. Well, I'll tell you, when you had your hair long, you looked like, what's his name?
Massimo. Massive.
You look like the guy from Dune. You look like Timothée Chalamet, I thought.
I did.
You know why you have like gentle features?
I do. I don't have manly. I have boyish charm.
Yeah, but it's attractive. You have like
it's something. Features. Yeah.
And if you had white teeth and you wash, you know, you look like him.
Hmm.
You know, if your teeth were white, and you need probably a retainer again.
Right. I do.
Well, you need Invisalign again.
Oh, God. and breath mints.
Yeah, if you had all that, then you could be like Timothée Chalamet. Almost. You're almost.
What about Head and Shoulders?
That too. Sure that when Timothée Chalamet goes to these Hollywood openings, he doesn't have dandruff on his back.
Oh.
I'm sure he doesn't spit at the table.
Ew. That's disgusting.
So if you just clean up your ass, you look like Timothée Chalamet.
Fire.
You actually have, like, boyish features. And I'll tell you, Dad, who also had kind of like a pointy-ish nose,
uh-huh.
That was the biggest feature on him. And it wasn't, he didn't have a big nose at all. But that was like a sharper feature,
right,
that he had. But the rest of his features were very, like, boyish.
Smooth.
Yeah. Like he had
not strong-jawed. And thinner brow lines and cheekbones.
Right. You have daddy's features.
Yeah.
And like, look,
it's
how
a problem.
Daddy was, but he didn't. And
right.
Daddy,
I don't know if girls consider him as much though when he was younger, that he kind of had to grow older to appreciate like a fine wine.
No, I think girls liked him when he was younger. He had girlfriends.
Right.
They definitely liked him. I mean, he did have a million girlfriends,
no.
But you know what that means? You just have to pick a girl that's more suited to you.
Right.
And looks aren't everything. I mean, you're not going to like with some foreign thing.
Oh.
You know. But, you know, you got to embrace who you are. You know, look, I'm not a beauty queen.
No. Right. Right.
Right?
You are.
And then you tell me I look like a plastic surgery person. Ew.
A plastic patient. Patient, patient ice cave. Her face is iced on.
Ice cave.
Like it could cave in if the tox wears.
Just remember, you don't have to be. You don't have to look like John Hamm.
No.
You don't have to look like Larry David.
I don't think anyone wants to particularly look like Woody Allen or Larry David. They're more attractive for soft skills than the hard features.
Just look at yourself and you know what you say? I'm going to try to be the best I could be in personality.
Right.
And in looks.
Sure.
You know, in personality.
Good.
Looks.
I can. Thank you. That was Motivation Monday.
On a Wednesday.
Right.
It was welcoming remarks on a Wednesday. So I went over to Vault last night with Joe at the high school, and I had such happy memories of Eric.
Yeah.
And all fun times.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw they're building like some huge gym. Building like a gym there, like a Nautilus, like a full gym.
Oh, cool.
I must have got a bot. It's all like new pavement. It looks great. You should see it.
Then that crummy weight room that we used to have.
Yeah, right. They got all new stuff.
That's fun.
I didn't see it, but it's under construction, and I was reading about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
All right. So listen, I'm making my way home. I have to go to the bathroom. So, if you want me to leave Saturday for you, let me know.
Don't leave it for me.
What does that mean? Don't leave it for me.
I don't know.
I don't know what that means.
I'm tired.
I'm gonna pee in my pants.
No.
I just had a green smoothie and it's gonna come right out of me.
Ew.
Make sure I don't have any bowel accidents in my 70s and 80s and 90s.
Sounds noxious.
Yeah.
I'm always
cleaning poop.
The news about not.
Rabbi Elaine, Poppies, and Nani.
Well, you didn't clean Grandma Elaine's that much.
No, but I mean, I did help her sometimes in the bathroom if she had a piano.
Oh, you did.
I have helped her. Yeah. And I say to myself, oh, that's what's going to happen to me. So it makes you realize your own mortality.
Well, she's in a wheelchair, and you're not scheduled to clean down these shits, so hopefully that doesn't happen.
No, but I did the other night.
Yeah, but I honestly almost feel like Nani, if she's like mad or something, she'll like do something for attention. Like, she doesn't have the best self-control.
No, she shit in her pants. It was very clear. It wasn't like she's trying to complain. She shit in her pants.
Right.
So what I'm saying to you is,
Yeah, some of that is a willpower. Like, Nani's almost like sort of given up like a will to live. So it's not uncommon that someone who, she's 92 years old and she feels like mentally tapped out.
Yeah, listen, I really gotta hang up. I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh.
All right, love you.
Bye, thanks, love you. Great catching up. Bye. Oh, I love you. I love you so fucking much. I'll always kiss you till crutch. You are my evening life, my nightly lust. Hi, babe.
Alex, I don't know what you're saying, honey.
Why, honey?
I don't know what you're saying.
I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you. I love you. So,
Mommy didn't come back from the gym.
No, she's back.
No, she isn't. She is. She's on the way.
Good.
You talked to her today?
Yeah, I talked to Paul.
You talked to Paula?
Yeah.
What'd she tell you? They told you about
it? Yeah. She said you shit your pants the other day, so she doesn't want to drive you to Brooklyn anymore.
Automatically.
I know. I said you didn't mean it like that, but she said you're old. We love you all the same. Oh, Lord. Oh, Paul. What's up, Doc?
She's not here, honey. She didn't come back from the gym. She may be on the way.
Good.
Try later. Try and
go.
How are you, honey?
Beautiful.
How's Harrison?
Harrison. Harrison's fine. Very well, my love.
He's working.
He is. I love you dearly.
I'll talk to you another time.
I do.
I love you.
I love you.
Bye bye, sweetheart.
I love you.
I love you too.
I love you. Oh, yeah!
Shh. Don't make noise. You have to be quiet there, honey. They don't.
You should be sorry. You're the one who left. I'm gonna be late for work.
Fell for you. I swear to you, I'll be there for you.
open.
Skip to how you've been and get down to the morning friends at last. Oh, but that one night is still the highlight. I didn't need you until I came to, and I was overwhelmed. In fact, I'm scared as hell because I really fell for you. That's deja vu, but I thought this can't be true, cause
I swear to you, I'm in.